KORN News Radio Sports. It is Tuesday morning, August 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Major League Baseball has announced its postseason schedule, and barring any rainouts or delays, the World Series will finish in October for just the second time since 2020. World Series this year set to open October 23rd with a potential Game 7 that would be on Halloween, October 31st. The four best-of-three wildcard series will start September 29th, run through October 1st. The division series will begin on October 3rd, followed by the National League Championship Series. That's set to begin on the 11th, and the American League Championship Series will begin on October 12th. Tarek Skubal allowed three runs over five innings in his home debut for the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani scored the go-ahead run in the seventh as Los Angeles picked up a 6-5 win last night over the Kansas City Royals. Skubal allowed four hits. He had six strikeouts in his second start for L.A. Jack Caglione of Kansas City had a homer, and he drove in all three runs off of Skubal, who got a no decision. Skubal left the game after five innings, trailing 3-2. Brandon Nimmo of the Texas Rangers would single home the go-ahead run in the 10th inning last night as Texas, they beat the L.A. Angels 4-1 to snap a five-game road losing streak. The Rangers have won five of six overall, still just a half game behind Houston in the AL West. The Rangers also lead the Twins and the Tigers by a game and a half for the final American League wildcard spots. Elsewhere last night, Toronto's Charles McAdoo hit a home run, while Jameson Taillon pitched four shutout innings before leaving with an injury. As the Blue Jays beat Boston 2-1, the Red Sox have now lost three in a row. Boston's losing streak follows a nine-game winning streak that capped off a franchise record run of 27 victories in 30 games. Arizona's Nolan Arenado hit a grand slam last night in the first inning against his former team as the Diamondbacks beat the Colorado Rockies 9-0. Arizona, they're now eight games over 500 for the first time this season. San Diego's Jackson Merrill hit a two-run home run in the seventh inning, while Mason Miller earned his 30th save of the year. Padres stay hot. They beat Milwaukee 3-2. San Diego has won 13 of their past 17. They remain one game out of the wildcard spot in the National League. Junior Caminero of Tampa Bay would hit a three-run home run in the eighth, as the Rays would score eight times last night in the eighth inning as they beat the Athletics 10-6. Caminero now second in the American League with 34 home runs. Philadelphia Phillies beat St. Louis 6-5. Kyle Schwarber reached base four times. Edmundo Sosa with three RBIs for the Phillies. Houston's Jeremy Pena with a go-ahead single with none out in the 10th as the Astros rally for 6-3 extra inning victory versus the San Francisco Giants. And Brett Beatty hit his first career grand slam as the New York Mets defeated the Atlanta Braves 8-5. The Mets, they've won six of their past seven games. Francisco Lindor also 3-for-5 last night for New York with a home run. For more sports, check us out online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.